This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday said Russia was using a network of suppliers to evade international sanctions designed to prevent it from making missiles and other weapons.
Дуже детально проаналізували, як Росія обходить санкції.
In a video address, Zelensky said unnamed countries and companies were helping Russia acquire technology, the emphasis on producing missiles. Russia has launched hundreds of missiles against Ukrainian targets since last October. An award-winning documentary on the invasion of the Ukrainian city of Mariupol is screened for the first time in Ukraine, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
20 days in Mariupol made its premiere in Ukraine on Saturday, watched by some of the Ukrainian medics and first responders who were chronicled in the documentary about how Russian forces bombed and blasted their way into the southeastern port city last year. The AP's Mstislav Chernov, who directed the film, says he was deeply moved by viewers' reactions at the Kyiv screening.
It was so emotionally devastating for me to see tears of Ukrainians.
For some, the screening served as an unsettling flashback to their own brush with death in the city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, Hong Kong police on Sunday detained more than 20 people, including key pro-democracy figures trying to commemorate the anniversary of the bloody Tiananmen Square crackdown as hundreds in Taiwan mourned the dead with a vigil. For years, tens of thousands of Hong Kongers would converge on the city's Victoria Park and its surrounding neighborhood to commemorate the events of June 4, 1989. This is VOA News. Senegal's government has cut access to mobile internet services in certain areas because of deadly rioting in which quote-unquote hateful and subversive messages have been posted online, it said in a statement on Sunday. The West African country has been rocked by 3 days of violent protest in which 16 people have died, one of its deadliest bouts of civil unrest in decades. Saudi Arabia has announced it's cutting its oil production by 1 million barrels a day, raising new questions about the price of fuel, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Saudi Arabia is taking a unilateral step to bolster sagging crude prices with the announcement it will reduce oil output to the global market by 1 million barrels a day. The rest of the OPEC plus oil producers meeting in Vienna agreed to extend earlier cuts through the end of next year. The slump in oil prices has meant U.S. drivers could fill their tanks more cheaply. AAA says prices average about $3.55 a gallon, a dollar lower than a year ago. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hollywood's major studios reached a tentative labor agreement with the union representing film and television directors, likely averting a work stoppage that would have piled pressure on media companies to settle with striking writers. The Directors Guild of America will ask its 19,000 members to approve the 3-year contract, which was announced late on Saturday after 3 weeks of talks. The Writers Guild of America has been on strike since May 2nd, shutting down several TV and film productions and has no new talks scheduled with the studios. The body of one of 3 men missing after the partial collapse of an apartment building in the Midwestern U.S. state of Iowa has been found. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Davenport officials say Brandon Colvin's body was recovered Saturday. 2 other men that lived in the apartment building that partially collapsed last Sunday are still unaccounted for. The discovery of Colvin's body came a day after authorities announced the search for survivors had been completed. Work to bring down the building was moving forward amid questions about why neither the owner nor city officials warned residents about potential danger, even after a structural engineer's report issued just days before the collapse indicated a wall of the century-old building was at imminent risk of crumbling. I'm Julie Walker.
Follow us online at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.